All right, James Piccoli, the winner of the UCI 1.2 Tour of Tobago 2016. First thing, tell us your reaction on the victory today.
It was a beautiful victory, a great course, and it was super tough and challenging all day with the roads and the weather and the racing. So it was really cool and emotional to be able to pull off the victory today.
Oh, is it your first time racing here?
It's my second time racing here. Yeah.
And you have raced on the course before.
Yes.
All right. At what point in the race what is your plan going into the race?
The plan going into the race was to get as much support possible from the guys on the flat section of the race before the climbs, which we did to perfection. So we rode super fast in the first.
Yeah, so we're talking about the climbs, right?
Yeah, so we went super fast for the first little bit until we got onto the climbs proper. And then from there, it was it's a little bit like just the strongest man wins.
And how did the plan,
went perfectly. We totally controlled the race for the first 45 minutes on the flat road, so we took up all the pace making. We rode super fast, made the guys behind really tired while I saved energy, and then when we got to the climbs, I was able to continue to push hard and to break away from the pack.
At what point of the race you made your move?
My first move was at maybe kilometer 45, so pretty early in the race. Then I was alone with one other rider, and then alone again until the last part of the race, where I was with Jaime Ramirez, who ended up finishing second, and we were riding together until the last climb, where we separated.
All right, and as you reflect on the victory, what does it tell you? Probably about your, was it beyond you? Are you confident going into the race?
I was confident, but it's always nice, you know, to. There's so much luck and you know, other things involved in bike racing. It's not just about how strong you are. So it's, even though you know, I know I was in shape and fit, it's always nice to come away with the win.
How was the preparation for this classic?
Preparation was very good. I trained with my experience from the race last year, knowing the course. So for me, getting used to the heat was a really big deal because it's so hot and humid here. And that really affects the racing and climbing and descending as well is super important.
Did you compete in the stage, and how did that prepare you for the tour?
I did compete in the stage race. We have a really well-rounded team, Team PSL RBC, and we have guys that go really well in the sprints and flat races, so we worked for them to pull off the victory, which we did. And so we ended up coming out with everything.
All right, what does this race say about all right, first thing, how does this race compare to your other achievements during the year?
This is a pretty nice victory, I have to say, on a course that's this hard and this selective and this beautiful, it's probably my nicest victory of the year, for sure.
All right, how has the year been leading up to this race, on some of your races? Yeah.
I've been pretty consistent this year. I came with some victories right before this race, which told me I was in good shape. In Vermont, in the United States, and in Canada, I had some good races, so I knew that I was in good shape. But this is a totally different type of race. It's unique in a lot of ways, so it's really nice to win.
All right, you're back here for the second year. How do you assess what from last year think helped you for this year?
Oh, just knowing the race course for sure. I mean, having done it once, and we managed to do it a couple times in training here when we got here. So knowing the roads, knowing the climbs and descents was super, super helpful.
All right. And look, any other races planned for later this year?
I might do one race in Taiwan in a couple weeks, and then my off season starts.
All right, tell us about yourself. Where in Canada are you from? How old are you? Where in Canada are you from?
Yeah, I'm 25 years old. I'm from Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
And how long have you been racing?
I've been racing since 20 years old, so that's 5 years.
Yeah.
And I love racing, and I love training, and I love being able to do all this.
Okay. Are you a professional? You ride with any teams?
I rode professionally, yeah. For this race, you have to get a release form, so you can't technically be professional.
Oh, okay. And have you represented Canada? What are some of your major?
I've represented Quebec in a lot of big competitions across Canada and across the world. And yeah.
You expect to be back here next year?
I hope so. It's a wonderful event. It's totally the atmosphere and the vibe in the race is totally unique, and it's really beautiful.
What is unique about it?
The roads and the racing is totally different than anything we do all year. These are the hardest roads that I race on all year by far. B, it's such a friendly and relaxed atmosphere. Like, I've gotten to know so many of the people from the organization and other teams just hanging around. It's just so nice to be able to race hard and then come off the bike and just relax and, you know, be a normal human. So it is different for that reason. It's very enjoyable. I really enjoy coming here.
All right.